wish to make, Ambassador? You have the floor.
Yes, Señor Presidente.
Esther Garcia.
Let me begin by saying that the UK very much welcomes the opportunity provided by our fourth UPR to speak about the high importance that we attach to human rights within and indeed across the United Kingdom. As you, Señor Presidente, and colleagues in the room will have seen, my minister set out in some detail some of the many ways that we are seeking to put our commitments to human rights to effect to benefit the lives of people across our United Kingdom. And we really appreciated the constructive engagement of so many other member states during our review, and it was extremely helpful to hear the different viewpoints and perspectives expressed. We were also pleased at the number of states that congratulated us on the progress we have made to implement the recommendations from our last review and for the other measures that we've been taking to advance human rights across the UK. We appreciate, too, that a number of states challenged us to go further in line with the spirit of the UPR process. As we made clear during the review, we welcome this exchange. Whilst we consider that we have a good human rights record and take pride in so much that we do, we also recognise that there is always room for improvement. Better never stops. The UPR provides an important opportunity for us to learn from other member states. With regard to the recommendations we have received, the UK wishes to reserve its position until the 52nd session of this council so that we can consult across the relevant departments, both in the UK government and the devolved administrations across the United Kingdom. We'll also engage with domestic stakeholders, including the UK's three national human rights institutions and, of course, civil society organisations. We will therefore respond to the recommendations setting out our substantive position next year. Mr. President, the UK remains deeply committed to the success of the UPR. It's a unique and crucial mechanism for sharing best practice and promoting continual improvement of human rights on the ground across the world. Mr. President, before we conclude, I'd just like to put on record our gratitude to the Troika. First of all, of course, to my good friend and colleague, His Excellency Sir Darius Stanulis, who is here with us today, very kindly, and to our colleagues who did so much of the legwork as well, to Ms. Serenia Ubetia Hanskevicini and Mr. Povilas Alastalkas from Lithuania, with apologies for my appalling pronunciation, to Mr. François Kwame and Mr. Patrice Goibi from Côte d'Ivoire, to Ms. Guillaume Bignon and Ms. Yena Yu from the Republic of Korea. Finally, our thanks to the HRC Secretariat for the professional way in which our review was conducted and the efficient way in which the working group's report was also prepared. And, por supuesto, gracias a usted, señor presidente, por su gestión, as ever. Thank you very much, one and all.